From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Authorities say Afghan security forces are trying to rescue students holed up in a complex at Afghan's American University in Kabul after attackers converged on the school Wednesday. At least one person died and more than two dozen wounded. U.S. State Department spokeswoman Elizabeth Trudeau.
We condemn this attack in the strongest possible terms. An attack on a university is an attack on the future of Afghanistan. Our embassy in Kabul, as well as our NATO counterparts at the Resolute Support Mission, are closely monitoring the situation, as we are. We understand the situation is ongoing.
So far, no group is claiming responsibility for the attack. Earlier this month, an American professor and his Australian colleague were kidnapped at the school. No group claimed responsibility for the kidnapping, and the professor's whereabouts remain unknown. Italian authorities say at least 159 people died in Wednesday's earthquake. Rescuers are continuing to search for people buried in the debris. The hardest hit areas include the towns of Amatrice and Akumuli. A strong earthquake shook north-central Myanmar Wednesday. At least three people were killed. The quake damaged about 60 ancient Buddhist pagodas. Tremors of 6.8 magnitude quake felt in the Thai capital of Bangkok and Kolkata, India, each around 1,000 kilometers away. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden says the White House is determined to listen to every scrap of evidence Turkey provides before deciding if it will extradite Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, who Turkey blames for organizing last month's failed military coup, a charge he denies. Biden met in Ankara Wednesday with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. He tried to head off Erdogan's impatience by explaining that American courts require firm evidence before a suspect is surrendered to another country.
When you go to American court, you can't go into a court and say, this is a bad guy, generally. You have to say, this is a guy or a woman who committed the following explicit crime.
Turkey's prime minister says any delay in sending Gulen to Turkey could harm U.S.-Turkish relations. The government of Colombia and FARC rebels have announced an agreement for ending a half-century of guerrilla warfare. The announcement was made in the Cuban capital, Havana, where the two sides have been in talks for nearly 4 years. The agreement foresees the demobilization of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia. It must still be approved in a referendum next month and signed before it becomes in effect. A U.S. defense official said Wednesday that four Iranian military vessels moved too close to a U.S. destroyer in what was called an unsafe and unprofessional encounter. The incident occurred Tuesday in the Strait of Hormuz. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton is proposing a new fund to improve the way the federal government responds to the Zika virus and other public health emergencies. The Public Health Rapid Response Fund would allow the president to quickly release money in the event of a public health crisis without having to wait for congressional approval. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump campaigned Wednesday in Florida before traveling to Mississippi, where he is expected to address the concerns of the black community. Meantime, a new poll out, a public opinion poll, gives Hillary Clinton a 95% chance of beating Trump to become America's first female president. A U.S. Olympic swimmer, Katie Ledecky, a local hero in the Washington area, threw out the ceremonial first pitch at the Washington Nationals game against the Baltimore Orioles. Ledecky won four gold medals, one silver at the Rio Games.
Slowly but surely, and I expect it'll sink in as we move forward the next couple weeks. And once I get back in the pool and start working towards my next goals, I know you kind of just have to put everything you've done behind you and start working towards the next thing.
Ledecky says she intends to take some time off before starting her freshman year at Stanford University, where she will join the swim team there. For details on these stories and much more news, you can join us at voanews.com. That's voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.